Mishalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be special schus for Batya Esther, Bas Ze'ev Dov, Ilina Shmasa, and we're going to be discussing the brachos, the brachos l'misha ein lo v'hadlik, based on the Torah of Reino v'Rabbeinu Hagoyin Hagadol Rabbeu Povarsky Shlita. The Meiri in Mesechet Shabbos and the Chof Gimel Amud Beis, he writes that Misha Ein Lo LaHadlik VeEinoy Roye, somebody who doesn't have with what to light the Hanukkah candles, and he doesn't see them either. Now Yesh Oimrim Shemevorich LaAtzmoi SheOsan Nisim VeSheachiyanu BaLayla HaRishon VeSheOsan Nisim BeChol HaLeilos. The Meiri Zokt Agrois HaChidish, that some say that he makes the bracha of, even though he's not lighting and he doesn't see, of She'asa Nisim and She'achiyanu on the first night, and She'asa Nisim all the other nights. So it would appear that the explanation is as follows, that he holds that the bracha of She'asa Nisim, a ner chanuk, is not just a din bracha on the mitzvah of hadlaka, like other birchas ha-mitzvahs, that the mitzvah is mechayiv a bracha, and they were metaking the on the mitzvah of hadlakas ner chanukah two brachas, but rather it's a separate takana. In the Ikar Takana of Chazal, and it's Mechoves Hayoim that they were metaking Bimei Chanukah. One, Lahadlik Neros Chanukah, and also to make the Bracha of She'asa Nisim. And that's Me'etzem Choves Hayom. Part of the obligation of the day is to make this Bracha. They were Koiveya Shmoinesi Mei Chanukah Lahoidus Ulahala. And part of this Chiyuv Hoidah is the Bracha. So now we understand very well that it's not ma'akev, that he didn't light the actual candles, because these are two different takanas. One is choyves hayoim, lahadlik neros, and there's another choyves hayoim to make the bracha of she'asa nisim, which applies even if he doesn't have neros. And even though Meikar Adin Chazal were metakin, as we see in the Gemara, ke'echod, to make both brachas, but it's not ma'akev ze'ezeh, and even if you don't have what to light with, you're still chayv al kulponim, the birchas she'asa nisim shehi machmas hayoim kshela atzmoi. Now that the Meiri says, so we have the chiyuv of the day also she'asa nisim, and the etzem hadlok is not ma'akev. So that the Meiri writes that somebody doesn't have neros also makes the brach of she'achiyanu in the Sha'arat Zion in Simen Tov Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Katan Gimel. He writes that we can explain that this is a birchas hazman on the zman of Chanukah. And just like in the other Moedos, we paskin that you say the Shechiyanu even Bashuk. Just Lechatchila, they were masmich this on the Hadlaka. So, you're supposed to make a Shechiyanu on the Hadlaka, but if you're not making it on the Hadlaka, then even without the Hadlaka, it's a mitzvah on the day. Ayin gam b'mishne berura b'tartzab sif katan alef b'dinei purim, who writes kanal d'yeshayim d'roi levarach al hazman b'pnei tokpoi shel yoyim af mishen lo megillah v'ein lo mekayim mitzvah yoyim. Some say even if you don't have a megillah, you should still say shechiyanu on purim v'ein b'bir alocha. He brings the Meiri l'gabei Chanukah that we read v'hu adin l'gabei purim. So it's a baracha on the etzem hayoyim. However, the Meiri in Megillah on 4a, he writes b'emes and he writes on this, and wow. So the Meiri writes that some people say, no, it's on the day. It's a Yom Tov, so Memela, you make a Shechiyanu on Purim, and he says, this is Golnisht, Ein Devrayim Klum. If there's no Kos for Kiddush, when do you make a Shechiyanu? You make it on Kiddush, right? There's no Kos? Sorry, no Shechiyanu. Ah, you're going to ask me, Zok the Meiri, about Yom Kippur? Yeah, Yom Kippur is different. Yom Kippur is very, very holy, and that's why you're not allowed to drink. So since it's an Isra Shtia, is the you can't make a Shechiyanu on the coast, so you make it even without the coast. So that's because of its advanced level of Kedusha. So we were mafkia the coast out to the Isur Shtia, and that warrants a Shechianu. But it's not. But Chanukah is like a perm is like Chanukah, that there's a mitzvah. There's a zman al hadlaka velo al hayom. There is a. There is a. Mitzvah of Shechianu on the Hadlaka, just like when you make a Shechianu, you make it on the coast, on a Yomtiv. So to on Chanukah, you make it on the Hadlaka, but not on the day. And if there's no Hadlaka, there's no Shechianu. And so to on Purim, you're not reading the Megillah, there's no Shechianu. And don't ask me from Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a different category. So we explain the Me'iri about the Chiyuv of the Brach of Sha'as Anisim, that it's a mitzvah miyuchedes me'etzem choyves yeyma Chanukah. Besides the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiris, there's also a mitzvah of Sha'as Anisim. And that applies even if the Miri says, even if your Miri says you're making a Sha'as Anisim, even if you don't light. And we explain this because there are two takanas. There's one on the Hadlaka and one to make a Sha'as Anisim, which would apply even if you don't light. The lighting isn't ma'akev, isn't critical. And if so, we can say that you make a Shechianu and the kiyum mitzvahs bilchas she'asa nisim, shehu michiyuv hoido shel Chanukah, u'kishem shemavarchim Shechianu al mitzvahs hadlaka, achinami kishem lo lahadlik mavarch Shechianu al mitzvahs hoido. So the Shechianu can go together, if our explanation in the Me'iri is correct, that the Shechianu can go together with the Hodah. In other words, you say a Hodah, Shasinisim Lavasenim Yohem Azman Azeh, and together with that, you have the Shechianu. But if you're not making a bracha of Hodah, then there's going to be no Shechianu, then it's going to be a bracha of Atal. So again, the Me'iri writes in Maseches Shabbos that if you don't have what to light with, and you don't see the Neiris, you make a Sha'as Anisim and a Shechianu on the first night, and the other nights you make a Sha'as Anisim. And he writes in Maseches Megillah that you don't make a Shechianu on Purim. And he says, just like Chanukah, he says, you don't make a Shechianu on Purim if you don't have a Megillah. Because just like Chanukah, that you make a Shechianu with the Hadlaka. So to on Purim, you make a Shechianu with the Kriyas HaMegillah. So what about the Miri himself writes to make a Shechianu if you're not lighting? Because the Shechianu goes together with the Birchas Hodah. But if you don't make a Birchas Hodah, in other words, if you don't make a Sha'as Anisim, then you're not going to make the Shechianu. And it's going to be a Bracha Lebatala. Because the Shechianu isn't on the day. Like he says, that you make it either on the Kodesh Shel Kiddush. If it's a Yom Tov, make it on the Kodesh Shel Kiddush, or you make it on the Kriyas HaMegillah, or you make it on the Hadlakas Neiris. If there's no Hadlakas Neiris, then you can make it on the Hodah. Shechianu can go together with the Hodah. Because the Bracha on Chanukah is not on the day, but rather it's on Mitzvah Hodah. It has to go together with the Hodah, just like on Purim. It has to go together with Kriyas HaMegillah, but it's not going to be on the day. It's just odd, according to the Me'iri, that he says that if you don't have if you're not making Kiddush, you're not making Shechianu on Yom Tov. But in Yantiv, the Shechianu is mitzad the zman. But Akhopanim, he holds that on Purim and on Chanukah, it's not mitzad the zman. On Purim, it's mitzad Kriyas HaMegillah. And on Chanukah, it has to be either because of the Hadlaka or on the Hodah. The Bach writes that even Ladas HaMordechai, Shekame Shedliku Alav Bebesai, that even if they live for you in your house, we discussed this in a recent shir, you have to make the bracha when you see it. Nevertheless, in Ach Sinai, a guest who gives you prutis, and he hears the brachas from the Baal HaBayis, even though he doesn't see the Neiris, he doesn't make the bracha afterwards when he sees the Neiris. We saw the sheet of the Mordechai, that if they live for you at home, still, since you weren't there, when you see it, you make the bracha of Shas HaNisim. But if you're a guest who gave money to be mishtatef in the hadlaka, and he hears the brachas from the mouth of the Baal HaBayis, even if he didn't see the neiris, he still doesn't make the bracha when he sees afterwards. Because being mishtatef v'priti, that's mafkiyam, he can no longer make the brachas haroi. He's already yotzei the Shas HaNisim when the Baal HaBayis lit, because he was mishtatef v'priti. Because he gave the money to be mishtatef in the hadlaka. So to the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Shai Tzion, Tar'u Sif Kat Vav. So it appeared that the reason is that that the Mordechai holds, that even if they live for you at home, you have to see the Neiris and make the Bracha, not like the Rashba and the Ran we saw in the previous year, who writes that you can't be Yotzei the Mitzvah when they live for you at home and then make another Bracha on the Re'iyah. Because Be'emes, the Mordechai doesn't argue with the Svar in principle, that once you're Yotzei, you can't make another Bracha on the Re'iyah. You already made a Shas HaNisim at home. They made it for you when they lived for you at home. So how can you make it now when you see the neighbors? But that's all if the brach of Shas HaNisim is mibirchas HaMitzvah. There we can say that the Re'i alone is not going to be mechayiv you in a brach if you're already mechayiv the Ikar HaMitzvah. But the Mordechai holds, like we said, B'das HaMe'iri, that the Ikar Mitzvah Chanukah, there's a din brach of Mechoibas HaIdah, and that's the Takanas Mitzvah Chanukah, Adlak and Bracha. Just the opinion of the Me'iri is they're not totally one and the other. And the Mordechai holds not like that. And they were only metaking the bracha of Shas HaNisim when it's mitztaref and shayich to the mitzvah of the Neiros. So again, we have the sheet of the Me'iri that the Ikar Mitzvah Chanukah, there's a din of a bracha mechoivas ha'idah. In other words, there's two chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv mitzad Hadlakas Neiros, that's Hadlik Neir Shel Chanukah. And then there's a bracha of Shas HaNisim, a bracha of Adon, these are two separate takanas. And the Me'iri holds that they're not totally one and the other. You can make the Shas HaNisim even if you didn't light. And the Mordechai holds not like that. The Mordechai holds that you can only make a Shas HaNisim when it's connected somehow to the Neiros. So now we understand very well that even though they already live for you at home, nevertheless, since he hasn't yet made the bracha of Shas HaNisim, which is Me'ikar Chovas HaYom, he just still needs a Kiyum Ner Chanukah. That's enough that he sees the Neiros, which is part of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. And now he could be Mitzarif to that, the bracha of Shas HaNisim, to be Mekayim the Chovas HaYom Ba'edah. And if so, that's all when he hasn't yet made the bracha. But if he was Mishtatef B'priti, and he already heard the brachas, he's a Makai Mitzad Laka and the Bracha Tzodah Bebracha and Mitzad Tzodah Bebracha. So even if he doesn't see the Neiros, but just being Mishtatef Bepruta was already Motzi him, and it's too late. So he can't make a Bracha anymore. So again, the sheet of the Mordechai is that even if they already lit for you at home, but he hasn't yet made his Bracha of Shas HaNisim. So seeing the Neiros is enough. Two, in other words, since there's a Kiyum Mitzvah of Re'iyah also, so just seeing the Neiros is enough to justify a bracha, to mandate a bracha. So he's Mitzar, if that's seeing, the Me'iri doesn't even need to have seeing. The Me'iri just says you can make a Shas HaNisim without seeing. But according to the Heilige Mordechai, no. There are two separate takanas. There's Hadlaka and Birchas Hodav Shas HaNisim. Normally, when we make at home, we do both. Terrific. But this person didn't do both. They live for him at home. And so he was Mekayim delighting at home. So what about the Shas HaNisim? So that's, he can't stop make a Shas HaNisim. But if he sees the Neiros, it's enough to be Mitzayir of that Re'iyah. That's enough to enable him to make a bracha. He's mitzarif his re'iyah to the bracha. He can't, if there's no re'iyah, he can't make a bracha. But if he sees, that's enough of a kiyum mitzvah to make a to and allow him to make the bracha of she'asa nisim. But if he's mishtatif bepruta, that's already too much. There he's mamish misar with the balabayas. We already discussed in a previous year. We had a whole shiur on being mishtatif bepruta, if my memory serves me correctly. So they're ready that his hadlaka is he gives money. We would starve to the luck of the balabayas. There, when the balabayas makes the shas and nisim, that's already motzi him. And even if he doesn't see the neiris, he can no longer make a brichas or iya. He was already yotze. So the turn emerges according to what we explain that the ikar adin the Mordechai holds, like the Rashba and the Ran, that if you're yotze yidei ha-mitzvah, you don't make a bracha on the re'iya. And if so, that he writes, that if he's b'makom she'en sham Yisrael, chozer madlik b'brachas, right now, as if you're yotze the mitzvah, So the Meiri agree, the Mordechai agrees with the Ran and the Rashba, that if you're yotze yidei ha-mitzvah, you're not making a bracha on the re'iya. But again, that's all if the bracha on the re'iya is mibirchas ha-mitzvah. And there, the Ran, the Meiri would hold, like the Ran and the Rashba, you're already yotze, then you can't make a bracha on the re'iya anymore. So you're already yotze when the Baal HaBayis made it for him when he was, they lived for him at home, whoever lived for him at home. But the Mordechai differs with the Ran and the Rashba. He holds that this is a separate takana. The Birchas Hari is a separate takana. That the Ikra Mitzvah Chanukah is a din bracha mechobas hoidah. And therefore, even if they are Makayim, the Ikra Mitzvah of Hadlaka at home, but there's a separate mitzvah of hoidah. And there, if he sees it, it's enough for him to make a bracha. And if he's in a place where there are no Jews, and he's lighting in order to be Makayim the mitzvah of Re'iyah, So what did we say? We said he makes the brachas. We saw in the previous year he makes the brachas. He even makes a lahadlik. But how do you make a lahadlik near Chanukah if he was already yotzei at home? So the bracha, we said like this. The bracha of the re'iyah, that's a separate takana. So that we understand why he's making now, because he hasn't yet been mekayim re'iyah. So now he lights his mekayim re'iyah. But how does he make a lahadlik near? That they already motzi him at home with the hadlaka. And he agrees, the Mordechai agrees in principle with the Rashba and the Ran, that once he's already yotze, he can't make a bracha, light again and make a bracha. So the Birchas HaRi'iyah, he wasn't yet, still a mitzvah of Riyah that he hasn't been Mekayim. So this, he has a separate Chovas Hodah. So while it's the separate Chovas Hodah, when he lights the candles, he can make another bracha. Because he sees them. He's making a bracha of Sha'as HaNisim when he sees it. That we understand. Because he hasn't yet seen it, now he's seeing it, he can make a bracha. But how does he make a lahadlik? He was already yotzei the lahadlik at home. We said that the Mordechai agrees in principle with the Rashba and the Ran that if he's already yotzei, he can't make a bracha again. So Re'iyah, we said, so he hasn't yet been roah. And this is a separate takana. It's not, there's takana of hadlaka, that he was already yotzei. And there's a separate takana of Re'iyah. When he sees it, he makes a brachas hodah. So here he hasn't yet seen it, so he can make his brachas hodah. Gevaldik. But what about the bracha of lahadlik? That he was already yotze at home. So what's the answer? So the answer is, like we said in the previous shir, that there's two aspects to the bracha of lahadlik. One is the gavra, and here the gavra was already yotze. But there's another aspect, and that is mitzad lechefze. The chefze of a mitzvah requires a bracha. So here, this ner that he's lighting in order to see Ner Chanukah is a chef to the mitzvah, once a chef to the mitzvah, so that's enough to warrant a bracha. And that's why this is brought by the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The halacha, even though we don't accept the Mordechai halacha, if they already live for you at home, so the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say the halacha, that if they already live for you at home, then you light again, then when you see the Ner Chanukah, you make a Sha'as HaNisim. Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold that way. So why does he apparently hold that? That if there are no Jews around, then he would light and make a bracha, make all the brachas. I was already yotze at home. The answer is because this is a chevtz of a mitzvah. And since it's a chavetz of the mitzvah, so it requires a bracha. So ein achinami. The halacha of the Shulchan Aruch would say that if they lit for him at home, that's it, no more brachas to make. But if they didn't light for him at home, and now he's lighting in order to be a mekayim the mitzvah of Riyah, so he can even make a lahadlik, because this becomes a chavetz of the mitzvah. Just if they did light for him at home, just seeing the ner is not enough to allow for a bracha. Why not? Because here the chefetz of the mitzvah already got a bracha. The person lighting it already made a bracha. And just seeing it alone isn't enough to make a bracha. Like the Ran and the Rashba hold. But if he's in a place where there are no Jews, and now he's lighting the bracha on a kind of Zariya, so this becomes a chefetz of the mitzvah. So as far as the gaver is already yotzei at home with lahadlik. But now it's chefetz of the mitzvah, so that's enough to mandate a bracha all around. He can make a lahadlik, and he can also make a shas anisim. This became a ner shel mitzvah, and this ner shel mitzvah allows for all the brachas. And maybe this is Likulei Alma that even the Rashba and the Ran would agree. Rashba and the Ran, when they say not to make a bracha of Lahadlik, and they already motzi him at home, that's when he's in a place where he's going to be able to see the Neiris. So he's going to be able to see, he's going to be kind of the mitzvah Riyah, so don't make another bracha. They already made it for you at home. But if he's not going to see it at all, and he's making this to be, he's lying to be making the mitzvah Riyah, so this becomes a Nirshal mitzvah. And Nirshal mitzvah requires brachas. Givaldik. And the Shulchan Aruch, in Tafrei Shayin Vav, Sif Gimli writes that if somebody sees Ner Chanukah, he makes two brachas. First night, She'asa Nisim and Shechianu. And then afterwards, second, third night, he doesn't make a Shechianu, just She'asa Nisim. The reason is because he already made two brachas the first night. The Miri writes, V'chein Risi Mishkas Mishalodlek Adayim, U'balo Lahadlik B'Sechim Echanukah, M'varech Zman, B'Laila Harishayin Shemadlik. That if somebody... All right, so somebody wrote that somebody who hasn't lit yet, and then he's lighting in the middle of Chanukah, he makes a Shechianu on the first night that he lights. Now, L'chora B'Pshuta, in other words, he's the fourth night is the first night he lit candles. He's in the army, they didn't bring him Neiris, now they finally brought him Neiris, so he makes a bracha the first night he lights, and the fourth night of Chanukah, he's making a Shechianu. L'chora B'Pshuta, he's talking about even when he already made the Brechas HaRi'iyah, when he saw it. He saw it right on the first night. They didn't light for him at home. He saw Neiris, so he makes a Berachas HaRi'iyah and he makes a Shechianu. And now he's lighting again. He's making another Shechianu. Can that be? We remember the sheet of the Meiri that if you don't light at all, you make two brachas on the first night, right? He says even if you're not lighting at all, even if you don't see it at all, on the first night you're making two brachas because you have a special chayv. It's not like the Mordechai. Mordechai, you have to see it in order to make the bracha. He says you don't even have to see it. All you have to do is in the first night you're making a chayv haydol, so you make a shechianu, you make a shas anisim, and you make a shechianu. And on the fourth night, they're bringing you Neiris, and you're lighting again, you're making a Shechianu. How can that be? So the answer is that when he made a Shechianu on the first night, so the Shechianu is on the Kiyum Mitzvah Saida. And now that he's making a Shechianu on the fourth night, it's on the Kiyum Mitzvah Hadlaka. Now the Shulchan Aruch wouldn't hold that way. Shulchan Aruch holds that when he's making a Birchas HaRoya, when he's making a Shechianu, it's on the Re'iyah. So it connects to the... Medina Mitzvah Hadlaka. Now, what's the dinam of hadlaka according to the Shulchan Aruch? The hadlaka is like this. If you're the one, if you actually light in the first night, you make three brachas. And if you didn't light, then you make two brachas. But that's part of the mitzvah of hadlaka. That's midin mitzvah hadlaka. Because part of the mitzvah of hadlaka is re'iyah. So when you're making a bracha on the re'iyah, that's because the re'iyah is part of the hadlaka. There's a mitzvah of hadlaka and re'iyah. So when you make a bracha on the re'iyah, that's like making a bracha also on the hadlaka. So memela, the shechiyano that you make on the re'iyah is going to be enough. You can't make another shechiyano when you light later, because that re'iyah is shaykh to the hadlaka. If you separate the two brachas, you separate the brachas hari, you say like this. Then when I'm making a bracha on the re'iyah, that's a brachas hodah. That's not connected to the brachas hamitzvah. It's a brachas hodah. So memela, when I make the brachas hodah on the re'iyah, I can make a shechiyano. Or even if I don't have do re'iyah according to the Meiri, I can make a shechiyano because of my chobes haidah. And then viter, when I do hadlaka on the fourth night for the first time, I'm making a shechiyano on the hadlaka. So that's good for the Meiri. But according to Shulchan Aruch, that when do you make two brachas? You only make two brachas when you actually see it. Because she'asa nisim is out the hadlaka's neiris. When you light the candles, so you make a lahadlik, and you make a she'asa nisim. And if you're not doing the lighting, then you just make a she'asa nisim, because the ri is part of the lighting, an extension of the lighting. And then the shechiyanu also connects to the that you made when you just saw. So that also is connected to the hadlaka, because the ri is connected to the hadlaka. So mele, there's no room for another shechiyanu when you actually go ahead and light. Unlike the Meiri, who holds that the Shechiyanu is on the Chovetz Hoidah, and therefore if you didn't light when you make the Shechiyanu the first time, and then you light later, so then you're going to make a Shechiyanu a second time. So Sof Davar Kol Nishma, according to the Shulchan Aruch, when you light the Neiros, if you would get candles on the fourth night, you're not going to make a new Shechiyanu, because the Shechiyanu you made on the first night, when you saw, even if you didn't actually light. But the Shechiyanu you make when you saw was Meshach Shaykh, was related to the Hadlaka. Because the Hadlaka has two elements. It has Hadlaka and Re'iyah. And if all you have is the Re'iyah, so then, since the Re'iyah is connected to the Hadlaka, it's part of the mitzvah. It's a second component of the mitzvah of Hadlaka. So the Shechiyanu you make on the Re'iyah is also going to cover any future hadlaka, because the ri'iyah is related to the hadlaka. Mashaken, according to the Meiri, who separates between the hadlaka and the ri'iyah, he holds that there's a separate, when you make the she'asa nisim, either when you see it or even if you don't see it, he holds you make a she'asa nisim, because there's a separate chobes haidah. And mimela, if you didn't light, and then you're going to light in a later night, then you're going to make a shechiyanu again. The first time the shechiyanu is in the chobes haidah, and the second time, Shechiyanu was on the actual lighting, Bahadvarim, Baruch Hashem, Meirim or Mesamchim. I love when Torah is Mesamech. Makes me so happy. Okay, Morev Rabbeisai, Ish od harbe, harbe maladaber. And I rak mevakech mikem, lo liyisher imanu bezrat Hashem, lo od shiurim, niflaim venechbadim. בעזרת השם יתברך, תודה רבה 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 שהקשבתם. אני מודה לכם מאוד מאוד מאוד. I really really appreciate it. Thank you. Shalom shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.